The system is a water conserving system where we teach farmers how to build beds and erect this bucket and drip. And it has a very good yield at the end of the day with very little water to use, because the region in general has very little water. The water we have is underground.
Mr. Joe, there are many other projects that people are doing, and one of them, as Mr. Mtomben is mentioning, is to actually boost agriculture in the Southern African region. You are also conducting some of the projects. Tell us about your project.
We are going in primary schools in Matabeleland and part of the Midlands. We are identifying children that the schools say have potential, and then we are sourcing funds for these children to make sure that they have school fees and they don't have to be distracted. Secondly, to make sure that the environment that they live in is one that is conducive to them. The next phase is going to be where during holidays we can get permission from the Ministry of Education. There are so many teachers that are based in the diaspora. Most of them can then participate in kind of group programs to try, like crash programs that are paid for. The idea is that in Matabeleland and parts of the Midlands, the education system from primary level has been left behind. And what we are trying to do here is we are trying to repair that damage to make sure that these children, when they finish their grade 7, they have the best opportunity to go to very good places, secondary schools, where they then can get a better opportunity in life.
Reverend Mtomben, is there any way that you can actually work with Mr. Joe to perfect the kind of projects that you are doing?
Definitely we can work together, because with the program I'm doing, I find out that that's the source of poverty. So poverty is the main enemy that we have. So if we fight hunger and then we fight poverty and then we improve the education and the health of our children and the communities, so we can definitely combine and work together in that area. I'm a hunger fighter. He is into education.
Mr. Joe.
Creativity. These are things that, if you look at the United Kingdom, the Zimbabwe Diaspora Focus Group, groups, a lot of organizations that work in the interest of Zimbabwe, that's already happening. I know in America, Reverend Mtomben and others are also doing similar initiatives. And I think there's an increasing need for people to work together in this. There are so many other people that are doing education-based programs. I know in Chavez, there are some, even Gwanda in my own area, there are a lot of others who are making similar attempts. So the effort here will be to coordinate all these efforts so that, because once you collectivize them, to achieve more.
Briefly, Reverend Mtomben, how is the government reacting to some of your projects?
So far, I can't complain. I can't say there's anything, because the trust is doing the project. So it's a registered trust in Zimbabwe. What we do what we call MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding with the Rural District Council, the way we work, especially Gwanda, Filabosi, Binga, and all the RDCs. So basically, there is not much of any problem that I can cite, but there is support to what we are doing, because we start from the grassroots.